everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we are knee-lucky thigh-high from the east at about 12 seconds. Light south winds for south of Cape and light southeast winds for north of there. Not really too much going on out there, but you might be able to get lucky with a longboard in one of the better spots. For this weekend, we're staying on the smaller side for Saturday and the start of Sunday. The next front is going to pass over on Sunday afternoon. That's going to bring in some strong north winds and cooler temperatures. Now, this might set us up for some lower quality north wind swell later in the afternoon as the front fills in from the north and kind of spreads south. So Jacksonville, you'll see this first, and it'll kind of spread south as the afternoon goes on. Those winds are going to turn northeast on Monday for potential chest plus 7 to 8 second surf. Overall quality, though, isn't going to be the greatest because of the onshore winds. Now, those winds should back off a little for the afternoon, especially north of the Cape, which should make for some workable conditions. Now, we should have a couple leftovers for Tuesday with light onshore winds. Again, lighter north of the Cape, but south of the Cape might still be around like 12 miles per hour or so. So definitely better quality north of the Cape. After that, the next front is going to arrive for Thursday, but I'm not seeing too much for wave generation from it just yet. Looks like most of those winds are going to be strong, but offshore, so the wave generation is going to be out to sea. So I'll be back on Monday to let you guys know if any of this changes, and until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That is the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.